From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. A Missouri House committee is considering adding money for education to Governor Eric Greitens' proposed budget. KCUR's Brian Ellison has more.
Greitens, a Republican, is proposing a $68 million reduction in higher education spending next year. That's on top of last year's $88 million cut. But House Budget Chair Scott Fitzpatrick unveiled a plan to keep higher education funding steady as long as the state's universities and colleges agree not to raise tuition. If they can't, some higher ed funding would be redirected to financial aid. Fitzpatrick, a Republican from Shell Knob, would also add $48 million in spending for K-12 education, saying the governor's plan fell short of the state's funding formula. The budget's a long way from being finished. It still has to be passed by the committee, the House and Senate, and signed by the governor. I'm Brian Ellison.
Harley Branham of Fayette, who once faced a manslaughter charge in connection with Kenneth Sutner's death, pleaded not guilty yesterday to one remaining felony charge and four misdemeanor charges, according to the Columbia Missourian. The former Dairy Queen manager was accused of contributing to the suicide death of 17-year-old Sutner in 2016 because of bullying. She initially faced a charge of involuntary manslaughter, two felony charges of aggravated stalking, and four misdemeanors. The manslaughter charge and one of the stalking charges has since been dismissed. Branham will have another court appearance in May when the case will be reviewed. A trial date could potentially be set after her May appearance. University of Missouri faculty and staff now have a specific timeline for decisions on whether to close more than a dozen graduate programs. KBIA's Beatrice Costalima has more.
In an email Wednesday, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright said final decisions on the closures and consolidations will be made by May 16th. A February report recommended the closing, consolidation, or review of several graduate programs in response to budget and enrollment challenges. It cited reasons such as low numbers of graduates and research productivity. But several faculty members present at a meeting Monday said the report's results focused on quantity instead of quality. MU English professor Andrew Hoberick says that most faculty understand tough decisions will have to be made, but he also wants some accountability with them.
To the best of the administration's ability to provide the information, we'd like to know how the changes that they make will actually help with the budget crisis.
Cartwright will continue to work with members of the university community, and faculty can provide input until April 9th. Beatrice Costalima, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate passed a bill yesterday that would make it easier to terminate a father's parental rights if the child was a result of rape. Currently in Missouri, a man must be convicted of rape to lose his parental rights and is not liable to pay child care costs if his rights are terminated. A woman must also at least attempt to receive child support from the father to be eligible for public assistance such as Medicaid. The bill would allow a woman to collect child support from the man accused of rape, even if his rights were terminated. However, the woman would remain eligible for public assistance if she did not want to seek child support. The bill now moves to the House. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.